group.
Hour two of your Thursday edition of Justice and Drew is underway. 651-989-5855 is the phone number. We are in the midst of Sam's top five, also covering some breaking news earlier this morning. If you had not heard yet, Representative Elijah Cummings, sitting representative from Baltimore, did pass away at the age of 68. We kind of got the bat signal out to our D.C. correspondent who's in the area, Andrew Langer, and we will get to him shortly. But in the meantime, let's wrap up Sam's top five.
Number three.
A St. Paul middle school called off a dance after a social media threat. From the Pioneer Press, the St. Paul Middle School postponed a daytime dance slated for Wednesday this week after staff learned of a threatening social media post. In letters to Murray Middle School families, Principal Jamin McKenzie said that a recent Snapchat message included threatening language about the dance. The school resource officer and district security staff could not determine who posted the message, but McKenzie said the staff decided on Tuesday night to postpone the dance to have a normal school day to promote a sense of calmness and safety. Additional security guards were posted at the school on Wednesday. No one has been arrested, and the St. Paul Police Department is investigating. That's according to spokesman Sergeant Mike Ernster. He said that on Wednesday afternoon. Ernster said that the dance was postponed out of an abundance of caution.
I wish that we had some way to deal with these particular issues. I know they have to take these steps, and I know it's out of an abundance of caution, but we also know that 9 times out of 10, they're not legitimate, and, you know, they disrupt everything. And I suppose it's no different than somebody calling in a bomb threat to some place in the same steps you have to take. It's just, it's unfortunate the ease at which these can be put out.
It's a lot easier than it used to be. I mean, you know, the fake bomb threat thing was a thing back when I was in high school. You would hear about those every once in a while. I remember it happening on my college campus at Appalachian State one time, where somebody, you know, called in a fake bomb threat on the day of a big test or whatever. I don't remember the details, but it, you know, these fake threats have been happening for a while with the advent of social media and with all of these new avenues for kids to for people to post things anonymously. It's just gotten a lot easier.
Number four.
Lawmakers in Massachusetts are considering a balloon ban. This will fix it. Save the turtles. From CBS.
I think this is all because of Balloon Boy's 10-year anniversary.
Oh, God, I'm thinking about balloons.
That's a dumb joke. This is equally stupid, is though. My joke is better than this stupid move.
This bill is sponsored by Representative Sarah Peek from Provincetown. Violators would be fined up to $100. She said,
for what? For having a balloon?
For balloons. She said,
are you kidding me?
She said the sale, distribution, and release of any type of balloon, including but not limited to plastic, latex, or mylar, filled with any type of lighter than air gas, both for public and private use, is hereby prohibited.
She should be recalled. They should recall her. You are too dumb
to be serving
in a position of power. Did the electorate know before they voted you in?
Right.
How dumb you are.
Seriously. This is the biggest problem facing, where is this? Massachusetts?
Yes.
This is the biggest problem facing Massachusetts.
Balloons.
And I see at the end of the story, there's already a number of towns that have already enacted balloon bans. So, what the hell is wrong with people?
Some towns have like straw bans and flavor bans. They've just got balloon bans.
This is going to ruin it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're probably trying to keep the scary clowns out.
And wait, you watch, man. You flash forward 10 years from now, you're going to watch the movie It and be like, oh, I remember the time back when we had balloons. I remember. You know, like when you see the skyline of New York City and it's like a Friends episode and all the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not comparing the two. Don't misunderstand. I'm just making an example.
So, but no, it's Blue Man, 9/11.
Yeah, no, that's not.
Oh, no.
Let me back up. Boop, boop. Back it up. You know, beep, when you beep, watch beep. Love Actually and all the families are greeting everybody at the terminal, you go, oh, that was a.
Oh, remember when you used to be able to do.
Oh, wait, that's still 9/11. Gosh darn it.
Oh, John. Just think about It. They're not It. Oh, I said the wrong movie. No, what is the movie with the house and the balloons and it like floats away?
Up.
It, I knew it was. Up, I knew.
Know, all oh, it's going to ruin Up too.
I knew that it was a two-letter word. I just couldn't remember which one.
I'm not kidding. If there's a candidate that ran. Oh my gosh, I was going to say there's a candidate that ran saying they were going to get rid of balloons. People would vote him into office. What am I thinking?
I hope that Trump comes into his next campaign rally and he just floats in holding a bunch of balloons. That would be amazing. A bunch of MAGA balloons.
I would want to protest her and just show up with as many just, you know, Mylar-filled balloons in the crowd as possible.
According to WesternMassNews.com, supporters of this particular bill say that balloons can be deadly for animals and bad for the environment. But opponents said that the proposed measure would hurt businesses.
Yeah. Yeah. And advertising.
And fun.
And celebration. And fun.
And happiness. Yes,
and children's parties.
Yeah, opponents said the bill would hurt happiness.
Oh, Democrats don't care about that.
I mean, a little bit of joy in your life. Can't have that.
Nope. No, nope. No joy.
Yeah,
they're trying to legislate my joy.
I want somebody to ask her what the alternative is. Like what? What's going to replace the joy of the balloon?
Of the balloons.
What are the clowns going to do?
What would you decorate your parties with if not balloons?
What are you going to drop on people when they win something? At a political rally, you know? Yeah. What are you?
No, yeah, there'll never be a convention in Massachusetts now.
Just think about
if the DNC or RNC, they'll never hold their convention there if they can't have the big moment at the end when all the balloons fall from the ceiling.
What about Goodyear?
What about blimps? It's just a big balloon, right?
Yeah, exactly. What about Goodyear?
It's a dirigible. It's different than a balloon.
What about hot air? What about hot air? What about fall? Hot air balloons.
What fall?
Well, yeah, because shouldn't you fly hot air balloons in the fall?
Can't you fly them anytime?
No, the weather's more. It's more. They're more conducive to fly in the fall.
I've never associated.
Do you not associate? Well, you don't associate hot air balloons with fall.
You know, some people associate pumpkin spice, pumpkins.
All
you know,
right,
with fall.
And he's use the hashtag TCNT. Hot air balloons. Hot air balloons are associated with fall.
I've never heard that before.
Do you associate hot air balloons with winter? No.
Well, not up here.
Do you associate
in Minnesota.
Do you associate hot air balloons with the summer?
Sure, why not?
No.
Sure.
It's too hot.
No.
No, you don't.
If it's
you
like good enough.
You associate hot air balloons with hot air balloon festivals. I bet all the major hot air balloon festivals all take place in the fall.
I'm going to Google it.
All right, well, you can't right now because
you're still going to finish five.
Number five.
Look at the hell this representative in Massachusetts has wrought.
It is really dumb. I mean, come on. Stop nanny stating every aspect of everybody's lives. Balloons are not a problem. I don't care if, yes, you can link some balloons to some animal deaths. You can link anything to some animal deaths. Are we going to ban John's lawnmower?
You know,
he's running over frogs, man. Left and right.
Yeah, you get them showing up for my lawn. My lawnmower is environmentally friendly. It's electric.
Not if you're a frog.
For crying out loud. I try to save the frogs.
Number five.
There's been two more Minnesota vaping-related deaths confirmed.
Oh, and then vaping. I know. I'm sorry.
From Care 11. State health officials are confirming the deaths of two more Minnesotans from severe lung injuries related to vaping. The deaths were announced yesterday, bringing the state total to three. The Minnesota Department of Health says the two patients died in September after complicated hospitalizations were both above the age of 50.
And again, you know, we're dealing with rather misleading headlines here.
Very misleading.
Because people are going to see the headlines and they're going to go, oh, look, vaping's killing people. But continue, Sam.
So investigators confirmed that one vaped a number of products, including some infused with illegal THC.
Yep,
that
there you go.
Black market THC.
Right, the second- and a lot of this black market, not just the THC stuff, but the black market vaping products contain oils and other things that you're not going to see in, you know, above the board products.
The second person that passed away had what MDH called severe underlying conditions and is believed to have vaped a number of unknown products in addition to nicotine.
There you go.
This is not people who are using their vaping products responsibly or legally.
Correct. Exactly.
Since health officials became aware of a nationwide explosion of lung disease cases, Minnesota has 73 patients classified as confirmed or probable cases of severe lung injury associated with vaping. An additional 32 cases are being reviewed to see if they meet MDH criteria. Most of these cases have involved hospitalization, and up to a half of those patients ended up in intensive care. Of the patients who have been interviewed, nearly all reported vaping illegal THC products.
Nearly all reported vaping illegal black market THC products.
So these people were getting ill and passing away even of vaping related issues. They're not using their vaping products responsibly or legally. They're using products that aren't meant to go in those vapes.
And if you're a politician and you're listening to this and your solution is to ban flavored vaping products, knowing that it's black market vaping products that are causing or at least contributing to some of these illnesses, why would you want to take action that's just going to further enhance and enlarge the already existing black market?
Well, and I think you mentioned it earlier too, and Sam, to what you were talking about, the second individual here had severe underlying conditions, so there was something else that was going wrong with it. And this is this story, and we've been highlighting this. It really does exemplify the problem that you have with politics, and that you have an issue that should be looked at, should be addressed, should be a concern. Whenever you have a product that could be contributing to the deaths of individuals, you should go and look at it. But the data so far is everything that we've mentioned, not related to the steps that they are taking. And it's the problem that we have with politics, where these politicians, they just want to rush in. Big government can help. Government can save you. And you don't address the problem because you're not willing to just stop and go, let's just hold on. Let's pump the brakes before we start moving forward. Because unfortunately, when you do that, you might be in the right, but there's going to be some other Yahoo, some other politician that will be more than happy to step in with some, you know, non-relative solution that isn't going to go and address the real underlying problem. And you're seeing it. I mean, and the balloon story plays right into this as well.
Oh, yeah.
There's no critical thinking going into the balloons and the situation with the balloons, or thinking about what other items are out there and how Massachusetts banning balloons is really going to have a detrimental effect far before it ends up helping anything. And it's the same thing with these unfortunate and tragic vaping related deaths.
Absolutely. And you've got an additional story kind of related to this. A second grader in Wisconsin was taken to the hospital after vaping. From Channel 5, suburban Milwaukee police said that Child Protective Services took a 7-year-old boy to the hospital after he was found vaping in a school classroom.
Again, though, you've got a situation here where the headline is sensational and the headline is incredibly misleading. You read that headline and you think, oh my gosh, this second grader was vaping and it was so bad and harmful to him that he had to be taken to the hospital. And then you read the story and you find out they were just taken to the hospital as a safety, as a precaution. There was nothing wrong with this kid.
Yeah. A police report in Franklin said that the second grader was discovered with a vaping device at Country Dale Elementary last week. A social worker was called to the school, took custody of the child, and had him checked at Children's Hospital. So by how the story is written, it appears that the child is healthy, should not be using a vaping product, had that product, obviously, illegally. But all in all, it was pretty healthy. The Journal Sentinel said that the boy's mother was contacted. She told police the vaping device contained CBD oil and was stored in her purse. The child was returned to his mother. She was not cited or charged.
And Sam, CBD oil does not...
It does not get you high.
Thank you.
I wanted you to say it.
No, I didn't want to say it.
But it does.
It doesn't. It doesn't get you high. THC does, though. Don't do that illegally.
Not that I want to blow this story up more than it already is. I would be curious to know if there's further details on it. I do want to point out, though, suburban Milwaukee police say CPS took the 7-year-old boy to the hospital after they found... He was found vaping in the classroom. They had Child Protective Services grab the kid and take it. Okay.
Instead of contacting the parents?
I'm not the only one going, what?
Right. Yeah, that jumped out to me too.
Holy.
You called a social worker who took custody of the child. Like, you handed the child over to a government social worker rather than contacting the parents directly and having the parents come.
I mean, even if it was an actual...
I would flip my lid.
If it was a cigarette, I'd be like, whatever, call the parents.
Call the parents.
That's on them.
Call
it's not going to kill the kid or the people around them. One cigarette in the, and this is vaping, and they called. Oh, I.
Yeah.
That freaks me out, man.
Yep. Anytime, and look, you know, every parent knows this. Anytime something happens and Child Protective Services suddenly gets involved in your life, like, you have somewhat lost control of that situation
at
that point.
It's like the KGB.
And, yeah, I mean, it's terrifying. Terrifying.
Yeah, I saw that. I was just like, oh, man. I mean, I'd be... Like, if that, let's just say, for the sake of argument, that happened with, like, Kyle or something, right? I'd be way more freaked out about CPS getting their hands on my kid than I would the fact that he had a vaping device in class.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, CPS scares me a lot more than vaping.
Nice job,
Sam. Let's ban CPS.
Oh, I'm down with that. And the KGB. And do that, too.
I don't know if you guys are quite on the mark there.
All right, okay. So, circling back to hot air balloons real quick. Yeah. So
he's got to win.
So this is very bipartisan. So we're kind of back on a leaf issue here. Okay, there, Drew, you are correct. Okay, you are correct. So you have, I'm looking at the list of the biggest hot air balloon festivals in the United States. I don't care about Europe. So in the United States, you're right, depending on location. So Temecula Valley, which is in Southern California, so May 29th to the 31st.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Summer.
Foley, Alabama, May 1st to the 2nd. Okay.
Late spring.
Right. Okay. So they're down on the list. The two biggest, though, is Albuquerque's International Balloon Festival and the Halloween Hot Air Balloon Festival. That one's October, and so is the Albuquerque one.
Right.
So
where's the other one?
Well, that's four. So Albuquerque and then Georgia.
The Halloween?
The Halloween one is Georgia.
Okay, Georgia.
In October.
Okay. I've seen some in July, too. You've got the Reddington, New Jersey, last weekend of July. Right. When is Labor Day weekend? Is that September? I don't even remember.
Yes, we just... Okay. Wow.
Yes, and geez, you didn't know when that was?
I think the reason why you particularly associate it with fall is because of the Albuquerque one. The Albuquerque one is huge. So big that, like, we would see hot air balloons even over in Tucson. Like, they would...
Oh, I'd see them in Tucson anyway. Right, I mean, they would
but, yeah, but that one being so big and in that region and happening in the fall... Probably would be my guess as to why you associate it with fall.
I still think that people associate hot air balloons with fall.
I don't know. Being in Minnesota, I don't even know if I've ever seen an actual hot air balloon, like for real in the sky.
I've always wondered why people don't, like hot air balloon marketing never became a thing. Like, it seems like that would be a really effect, because you see...
Yeah, but you have planes. You can just use those little planes with the banners.
No, I'm with Drew, man. If you see
put a big logo on a hot air balloon and, like, hover over a interstate.
People get stupid, me included. Maybe I'm just me again. I get stupid when I see a hot air balloon.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, you just gotta go, whoa, look! Usually I just see that in Google.
They're just floating.
There's people in a basket. There's
people in a basket in a big balloon.
And they're just floating around.
I know, they just look cool. You just stare at it. I remember tracking one time we saw when got in the car.
You followed it?
Yeah, really. I don't know why we did that.
It's so hot.
It's very strange.
Seems very not John.
It's
going
to have to come down at some point.
There's a boy in that balloon.
What goes up must come down.
All right, coming up, we are going to talk with Andrew Langer. He is our D.C. correspondent, lives in Maryland. He will give us his thoughts on the passing of Elijah Cummings at the age of 68. The news we got before the show started this morning, some health complications took him at a young age. 68 is way too young. So we'll find out what Andrew Langer has to think, seeing that he actually lives in the area where Elijah Cummings was was representing. Twin Cities News Talk, Justice and Drew, along with Sam. Use the iHeartRadio app. You can catch up on the show, post-show podcast as well. I've been wrong a lot lately.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Impossible.
What?
I was, at least from what it looks like, I was wrong about the whole, Ilhan Omar, Tim Minette thing. Depending on what you say. I'm gonna go with it with the evidence at hand that she wasn't there. Be that as it may. I was also wrong about this, and we'll dive into this later on in the hour. It was in your top five yesterday, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
The Penzies spices, and the owner of Penzies spices in Wisconsin had purchased $100,000 worth of anti-Trump ads on Facebook
last week.
Right? Like, yeah, last week. Right? Yes. But it was in your top five.
It was
yesterday.
Yes. Yep.
So I was under the impression that this was a savvy business person. who was using this, knowing it would get a lot of attention to drive sales. I was wrong. We had a listener who emailed, and we'll keep him anonymous, to Penzies and received a direct response from the guy himself, like Bill Penzies.
Oh, wow.
From Bill Penzies.
Oh, wow.
Wait until you hear later on this response.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
This guy is suffering from Trump derangement syndrome in the worst possible way.
Oh, he sounds like a jerk.
So he legitimately was just like, he had a Facebook business page that he could pay for ads on, and he just happened to use it.
Yeah.
He
sounds like a jerk, and he makes a lot of weird spice analogies.
He really does.
Did he really?
Like, his is like the end. Like, it's like I was, like, he's like from Dune. Like, my spice rules the world. It was like, your food's never going to taste good again if you don't buy my spice. It's got blue eyes and everything, for those that get the reference.
I wonder if he does it on purpose or if it just happens to be how he speaks.
No, this guy's.
His email was peppered with insults.
Oh, yeah. I get it. It was peppered.
651.
He was salty.
989-5855. All right.
He needs to go talk to his cardamom.
That one's a stretch.
I know. That one was bad. That was the point.
A man who's like paprika on our show. Andrew Langer, president of the Institute for Liberty. I know he appreciated my Dune references. I know.
Not only did I appreciate your Dune references, let me explain to you real quick. This is enormously personal to me because I have been a huge fan of Penzies spices for years, and have used was a devotee, and there have been Penzies spices in my shelves and in my freezers for years. This.
Andrew,
he's very emotional.
He's so upset. Are you completely broken down?
Coming through in my ear.
Sorry about that. That should be fixed now.
There you go.
No worries. Anyway, it's just so the Penzies thing is very personal to me because I was such a huge fan and now I have shipped it over. I will say, Bill Penzies' sister and her husband, they own a competing spice company. And they're like, hey, you know, listen, we'll take this free advertising. You know, if you, cause I will not stop. Penzies has lost business over this. That I have no doubt. And because his sister's company is getting a lot of that business now.
I just, you can look at it later, but hey, Andrew Langer, I just forwarded you the email exchange. I think you will get quite the kick out of it when you have a free moment to spare to read it.
Yes, like a kick like powdered cayenne pepper.
So this morning,
anyway, Elijah Cummings.
Yeah, so the Office of Representative Elijah Cummings, Democrat of Maryland, announced early Thursday morning that the congressman has died due to complications concerning longstanding health challenges. Served as the chairman of the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Reform, Representative Maryland's 7th congressional district for more than 2 decades. He was elected to his seat 12 times by overwhelming majorities and never receiving less than 2/3 of a vote. Let's start here. We know that you are well versed and savvy in the politics of Maryland. Were you aware? Was it public knowledge that Elijah Cummings was dealing with extreme health issues?
You know, there have been rumors behind the scenes that he'd been sick. You know, he was walking with a cane. He used a wheelchair from time to time. Obviously, anybody who passes at 68, you know, these days, you know that there's got to be some serious health issues going on. Contextually, let's also add to this the fact that Cummings' wife, Marilyn Rockmore Cummings, is chairwoman of the Maryland Democratic Party. So it goes even deeper in terms of this family's ties to both Baltimore and the state generally.
What does this mean for Maryland? And, you know, I mean, obviously we don't want to be disrespectful, but we are very curious if you've given thought yet to sort of the political ramifications.
Sure.
I assume that's going to be I don't even know what the process is at this point in time. Drew was mentioning earlier, I couldn't remember the last time we had a sitting member of Congress who passed away unexpectedly like this.
Usually it's left of the states to figure out. I think it goes between the at least for the interim filling in the seat, it goes to the Democratic Central Committee in the 7th Congressional District, the various Democratic Central Committees. I think the most likely pick for this would be Cummings' wife, though the problem there is she's under some fairly serious ethics investigations for a private charity that she runs and the abuses of that.
Hey, your phone's breaking up there, Andrew Langer.
Sorry, guys. Can you hear me now? Is that any better?
Yeah.
Yep, good. So the other part of the problem is with the House Committee on Government Reform and Oversight, or the Government Oversight Committee, the vice chair of the committee is a first-term Democrat in City Hill, California. I think the most likely scenario for that would be that Carolyn Maloney, who is the ranking, the next in line ranking Democrat on the committee, and who is as ardent and anti-Trumpist as Elijah Cummings was, the most likely scenario is she takes over. Listen, the reality is, yeah, Cummings was a force in the Democratic Party, certainly in Maryland Democratic politics. It doesn't change a whole heck of a lot in Maryland's makeup because Maryland is right now 6-1 Democrats versus Republicans in the House of Representatives.
Wow.
And there is certainly no danger of a Republican taking that seat, which is, yeah. You know, Maryland being one of the most gerrymandered states in the country, there's certainly no danger of a Republican taking that seat come 2020.
How do you gerrymander a state that's like about the size of this studio?
Well, I mean, that's interesting you say that, Drew, because the reality is the state, it is not very wide, but it is very long. So it is a 7-hour drive from, you know, one end of the state, Western Maryland, all the way down to the Eastern Shore, because you got that Chesapeake Bay in between. But that's just it, right? It is a state in which, because there are so many Democrats, you shift around Democrats out now, Republicans 2-1. You shift around the Republican vote enough that every congressional district sort of hits just about every county, and so it's only Maryland's Eastern Shore that has a solid Republican majority.
Well, Andrew Langer, we are out of time this segment. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes this morning. We appreciate your perspective being in that area, and we'll continue to stay on top of this story throughout the morning as we learned a little bit before the show started that Representative Elijah Cummings had passed away. John, you brought up recent. This actually has happened more recently than I realized. I just don't really know any of the names, and they weren't as big a figure, obviously, as Elijah Cummings. But you had
a list.
There's a Wikipedia. Yeah, a Republican out of North Carolina, and these are all just representatives, because, of course, Senator John McCain passed away, but
right.
It wasn't really unexpected. Like,
right.
We saw that coming for a while. But from the House of Representatives, you had Walter Jones Jr., a Republican from North Carolina, passed away in February of this year, 2019. In March of last year, a Democratic Representative, Louis Slaughter, passed away at the age of 88 after a fall. And before that, you go back to 2016, 2015, you had a Republican from Mississippi pass away, so not as uncommon as I might have thought. Just not that many very high profile members of Congress.
Coming up, we'll share this. We're talking Penzi Spices. We'll share again. We'll keep it anonymous. And a listener that emailed Penzi Spices and the response from Bill Penzi, who runs Penzi Spice.
Oh, it's great!
It's fantastic. After that, we're going to get into the St. Paul garbage collection contract, the Minneapolis parks budget, and also this investigation of state officials wanting to scrap the unfair driving test. All of it is going to be under this banner of how woke culture, the DFL, and a desire to tackle climate change is going to be the downfall of the state if it continues on this path.
Calm.
+1 989 5855 is the phone number. Make sure to get the iHeartRadio app. Subscribe to the Justice and Drew channel. Stay on top of podcasts as they're posted. Yesterday had the probably award-winning day for podcast titles.
I take a lot of pride in my podcast titles, and I appreciate when people notice.
Sam's titles don't get their due. They're just desserts. Yeah. They're
better than the show.
They're usually pretty sweet. Well, yeah, especially the ones yesterday were certainly true.
Thank you.
On the music side of the iHeartRadio app is fantastic as well. It is really the best place to get music, and we have a playlist that we've put together featuring a lot of bumper music and a lot of songs that we like. If you go in the playlist section and you search Justice and Drew, you can find the playlist and subscribe to that, follow that, and we'd appreciate it.
Yeah,
it would mean a lot to us.
Check out the iHeartRadio app to see what my awesome podcast titles were yesterday.
We had a story in Sam's Awesome Top 5 yesterday, and it was talking about how Penzi's Spices out of Wisconsin had decided to buy $100,000 worth of anti-Trump ads on Facebook last week.
Yeah, they are the nation's largest independent spice retailer. They peppered Facebook with ads calling for the impeachment of President Donald Trump.
So we provided some commentary on this, and I tried to give this guy a benefit of the doubt. I thought, well, you know,
we gave him way too much credit.
I really did. I really did.
Well, we all did, I think.
You know, well, yeah. I mean, I think you guys were a little hit closer to the mark. I was sort of channeling my inner Drew of giving this guy, you know, of the three of us, Drew gives people the benefit of the doubt certainly faster than you or I do, Sam.
That's true.
This guy though is just kind of an idiot and a jerk. So this was the email. I'll leave it anonymous. I just kind of picked a few points out of this so you get the idea. So this is a Minnesota resident that ended up emailing after hearing this on your top five. And the writer says, I'm an entrepreneur. I feel like I need to speak out and say that I'm so disappointed that you have clearly chosen to cross the line here. I was taught such different principles, and what you are doing goes against everything that I thought business people were about. And this person would know they're an entrepreneur. I have absolutely used and loved Penzi's Spices for many years now. I have brought so many customers your way in celebration of the amazing business and products you sell. However, at the same time, I have watched and observed the things that you have used your business platform to take a position on, most notably in the political arena. I can no longer look the other way. This has gone too far. I will no longer support or purchase any of your products, and I will tell as many people who will listen to do the same. To suggest that we will come back, why? Because you think we need you more than you need us? Well, guess what? It doesn't work that way. Okay? You burned the bridge with me and many other people! May your business head in the same direction as your views, down and out!
Woo!
Okay. So this got a little salty.
Sure.
Okay.
Get it.
I will forever be disappointed that you used your business to exploit your political views. What a disgrace. Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's pretty pointed, pretty direct. So Bill responded.
Yeah, Bill wrote back.
Yeah.
I can't believe he responded.
Yeah, man.
Oh, he responded, and he responded in the saltiest of fashions.
Yeah. Very spicy.
From or should we give his email address? Or should we?
I mean, it's probably public, but we don't need to. It's Bill Penzi. It's the
Bill dot Penzi.
Oh, we are giving out. So we are doing this. So.
Well, you know.
So the letter writer ended it guess what? It doesn't work that way. Asking the question of, you know, do you think we're going to come back? Do you think that we need you more than you need us? It doesn't work that way. Bill begins his letter with saying, oh, it absolutely works that way.
Ooh.
Whoa.
In this dream you are now in, you may think you can turn your back on the reality of the world, but as a spice business, we certainly can't.
What in the world?
What does that mean?
As a spice?
Did you not understand we're a spice business?
We work at spice.
Before you continue, hearing you read it and then having read this a few times, I'm beginning to land on something. Okay. And we've met people. I think we've all met the Bill Penzies before.
Oh yeah,
The Bill Penzies. Very good business people, but they've got that personality that's just like larger than life. And
they're not self-absorbed. They're self-consumed.
They're self-consumed. I mean, this guy, Spice, rules his world.
He's like, I have a spice company.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, and he's probably very successful because of that attitude. He doesn't get pushed around.
Sure.
He's probably very vocal in his views about things. But from an outside perspective, this is a man who clearly takes his spice way too seriously. In my opinion, please.
And he continues. So it absolutely works that way. You may think you could turn your back on the reality of the world, but as a spice business, we can't. And in the long run, you can't either.
Oh.
Oh.
Every forkful you eat, every plate of your cooking you pass to those you care about will now not be as good.
Whoa, that got so personal.
I don't know if he's saying that because, like, you're just going to be, you know, a sour person living a sour life and everything's going to be sour because of it. Or if he's literally saying, if you're not going to buy Penzi spices, your food is going to suffer and everything you make is not going to be as good if you're not using our spices. If it's the latter, dude,
Does it matter?
I mean, your spices are—I'm sure they're fine, but come on.
Yeah,
there's plenty of good spices out there to choose from.
That's how the latter is how I interpreted that.
But either way, what a ridiculous statement! Like whatever you're eating is suddenly not going to be good anymore for either of those reasons is ludicrous.
Yeah, I'll get by.
Yeah, just fine.
Penzies could be my favorite spices in the world. I'll get by. How long do you really want to live with that? And for what? You are pretending he is not a cheat, not a liar, not a serial bankrupt, not more likely than not a Russian agent. That's a lot of knots.
Whoa.
That's a lot of knots in there.
A lot of knots.
So like basically he's saying, like, do you really want to go without our spices just so you can go on pretending that Donald Trump is all of these things that he's not? What a weird, weird thing to say.
So odd.
Just eat our spices and come along. Join the Penzeborg.
He can
we assimilate to the Penzeborg.
He continues, is your demand to have everyone everywhere go along with your pretending really worth your cooking not tasting as good forever? I hope I'm completely off and he's being glib.
I hope he was writing it with a smile on his face.
I don't think that he was.
I don't think he was.
Doesn't seem like it.
I imagine you were once a conservative. There is nothing conservative about what the Republican Party has become. Nothing.
Well, Bill would know, right? Bill Penzey, the arbiter of conservatism.
My gosh, man. What a snapshot into the mind of a Trump derangement syndrome sufferer. Maybe it's time to wake up from your dream and get back to your values. America needs the actual you, not this fantasy role-playing version of yourself.
Spoken by a guy who puts his spices, you know, on a much higher pedestal than they really deserve to be on. They're just spices, dude.
There is something, and I haven't quite, and Drew, maybe you can...
All kinds of paprika to choose from.
Maybe you can help me out with this.
So many places to get salt.
What is it about those that suffer from Trump derangement syndrome that they have this desire to look at the person that supports Trump and paint them as a person who's been changed in some way that can go back? I don't... Like this here, right? When he says America needs the actual you, not this fantasy role playing version of yourself, I don't understand. I don't understand why those anti-Trumpers and so many of them do that. Right? Is it because they feel like they can get their message out there better if they try to play this up like you're just disillusioned, like you've just been duped, you don't really feel this way? I mean, to me, it would seem like why don't you just call it straight up? Like, why don't you just say you support Trump and therefore I feel you're this way? Why sort of give them an out to say that you're playing a fantasy role? Snap out of it already. It's almost like maybe it's projecting. Maybe it's them projecting because they haven't snapped out of the fact that Hillary actually lost to Donald Trump, and so they're living the fantasy.
I take it more as, you know, being as someone who has sort of cocooned themselves, surrounded themselves with very like-minded people, and they never take the time to actually get to know somebody of a differing political opinion because they have this caricature in their mind and they're very comfortable with that and they don't want it broken. So anybody who, like, nobody can be as bad as they think Trump supporters are. So when they actually come in contact with one, they're like, this can't be real. You can't be real. You don't believe all of these things. Because in my mind, a Trump supporter is, you know, every horrible thing in the world all muddled together into one human body.
He finishes his email saying,
bad spices.
When the that day comes... Okay, when the that day comes, and it will, where you finally admit he is exactly who you have always known him to be, we will be waiting to welcome you back. Life's too short for bad spices.
Aww.
Best of travels, Bill. So I would love to talk to Bill to find out how his business has been negatively impacted by the Trump administration.
Maybe that's why he's extra salty.
No, I think he's probably benefited from the Trump administration.
Yeah,
I think he's probably economically
benefited
from that, and I think that's a part of the reason why they had to continue to go after his character.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. It's Trump derangement syndrome. I don't have it. Other people do, and it's sad for them.
Tom in St. Paul. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
this is indicative of how the left does not understand irony. I think we're all aware that in the days leading up to World War II, for instance, in Germany, Jewish businesses were identified. Jews were forced to wear armbands. We had the brown shirts attacking Jewish people randomly in the street. We ironically find ourselves in a situation where the reverse is occurring in our country today, where folks on the right are being openly attacked. Businesses are, in this case, saying Trump supporters are not welcome. And it's just odd that their behavior is more indicative of what they hate than what folks like me are exhibiting. And the scary thing is they appear to have identified an acceptable other, which should petrify us all.
Well, and I think what, and thanks for the call, Tom. I think what people need to, I think a lot of people do realize this, but I think if you don't realize this is that, and we've, this analogy, it does. In my opinion, it works the best, right? When Obama was in office, if you've seen The Matrix, everybody was in The Matrix. There were plenty of us watching what was happening with the 8 years of Obama in office going, there's a problem here, people. You know, the media is ignoring what's really happening with the country and with the economy and what President Barack Obama is doing. This is not what it seems like. This is what the left wants to do. This is how hypocritical and irrational they are. You know, and when Trump got elected, They no longer hide it anymore, and they don't care. And that's the part of it that frightens me, yeah. is the lack of any sort of caring about what hypocrites they are and what Tom just said, right? The projecting of how they view the right is how they are. It still dumbfounds me, and I don't want to go down this road again, but I'll just mention, I watched another video yesterday that I hadn't seen yet that Alpha News posted. From the rally on Thursday last week. And I was stunned going, how in the world? This guy just walking through wearing a hat with a crowd of people. And people just randomly coming up and punching him. A guy in an Ilhan Omar, supporting Ilhan Omar shirt, strangled him, grabbed him by the neck. And I'm sitting back going, this is insane.
This is not right.
No, and the only outlet locally was Alpha Media to cover it. Every single other media outlet should go and be ashamed of themselves. But as to what Bill was talking about, you know, they suppress it, they hide it, they will not admit the truth, and they're a bunch of hacks because they're all suffering the same thing that Spice Czar Bill Penzey is suffering. Trump derangement syndrome.
651-989-5855. More coming up, right?